This podcast is brought to you by SMC. Money wise, be wise.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. This is Priyanka Sahai and you're tuned into Setting Sail, our weekly podcast where we get you the country's best known entrepreneurs and investors to tell you their stories by themselves. Now, becoming an entrepreneur takes a lot of sweat and blood. And playing the role of an investor is none easier. But they have to spot these gems from among hundreds and hundreds of people. But what would you call a guy who's an investor as well as an entrepreneur and is helping create hundreds and hundreds of entrepreneurs through his latest venture, Udyam Learning Foundation? That's right, we have with us Mekin Maheshwari, founder of Udyam.org. But as many of you would already know, this is not the first feather in his cap. His rendezvous with entrepreneurship happened back in 2009 when he joined the newly launched Flipkart as the head of engineering. He exited Flipkart in 2016 as its chief people officer and soon after that started working on Udyam. So let's hear from the horse's mouth all about his journey and his new venture. Thank you, Mekin, for taking time out for us.
Most welcome. Happy to be here. Happy to be talking to you, Priyanka.
I would, you know, want to begin by asking something which I'm sure you must have been asked so many times in the past. You joined Flipkart in 2009 as a technology head.
Yeah.
And eventually, you turned out to be heading a very different group, which happens to be the people's, an HR-centric role.
Yeah.
How did that transition happen? Because conventionally, it never usually happens that you switch so aggressively from one position to another.
Yeah, so I think of myself as a problem solver. And for me, whether it's technology or it's HR or education right now, these are all interesting problems or domains where you're solving problems. And problems that have maximum leverage that create most impact excite me the most. So that's one part of it. I think the other part of it is that during building the technology and the technology organization at Flipkart, I realized that I loved the elements of bringing in great talent, of culture, setting people processes that would last. In some sense, when the founders see that, because I'd helped set up the basic processes for Flipkart very early, plus what I'd done with the Flipkart tech culture, is why they asked me, like, Mekin, tu karega kya? When I said yes. And I agree that it's not a conventional shift, but I feel a lot more people and a lot more entrepreneurs need to be thinking far more deeply about people and about building organizations for them to have lasting organizations. I think what Flipkart was able to create, a lot of it is due to the people in the organization that it set up.
So you would say that entrepreneurs in principle should be open for multiple roles. It shouldn't be like one specification, you should stick to that.
Oh, an entrepreneur anywhere has to do everything.
Right.
By definition, you are the HR head, you are the finance controller, you are the fundraiser.
Absolutely.
So you have to do all of those roles.
Yep.
And some entrepreneurs have certain spikes and others have certain others.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain spikes that a lot more talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Entrepreneurs who are able to fundraise a lot.
Yes.
Or entrepreneurs who are extremely vocal and visible.
Absolutely.
And have a public persona. They are talked about a lot. But there are entrepreneurs who have other deeper spices. Like there are entrepreneurs who are great at building organizations. There are entrepreneurs who are fantastic in terms of running operations.
Mm-hmm.
Who don't necessarily get talked about as much. So, like, every entrepreneur has to do a large array of things.
Right.
And each of us has our own spikes.
Absolutely. You know, you founded Udyam almost 6 months after you exited Flipkart, or at least that's what the public knowledge is. Maybe I'm sure you must have been working on it for a few months.
Yeah.
That happened in March 2017, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah.
And, you know, the curiosity lies in the fact that you come from a very glitzy sector, which was e-commerce back in 2016. It still is, I would say, a sector which sees ups and downs on a daily basis. There are so many foreign investors that have entered into India, so many foreign companies who have ventured into the country. And suddenly you enter into a, you know, sector which is a very social cause driven. For that matter, I would say, quote unquote, a very non-fancy looking sector.
Yeah.
What really drove you there? Was that a plan which was in your mind for a long, long time?
So, back to your previous question, this moving to unconventional moves is fairly common.
Okay.
Like from being a technology head to running businesses within Flipkart to running HR, one of my team members called that out as a demotion.
Okay.
because that's how HR is viewed in the country. All and right. in the sector. I don't think of it that way. I thought that, hey, this at this point of time for Flipkart, provided amazing leverage in terms of possibility of building systems that could last. And it's similar for this role. For me, it isn't like people's opinion about what's cool or what's sexy isn't necessarily a large driver. I think some of it did probably play a role in my early life and my early choices. But I think over the years, become a lot more discerning about what I really enjoy doing. So this piece about I get joy out of people succeeding, and hence whether it's moving to HR or working on education,
yeah.
it's because I get personal joy out of it.
But where was the trigger? Where did the trigger come from?
There was, I think there was a trigger point in this realization. So once I announced that I'm going to leave Flipkart, which happened about September or October of 2015, I stayed on for about 6 months in the company to handhold. But then I started researching and more than researching, introspecting.
Mm-hmm.
What do I really care about? I realized that I get joy out of people succeeding. And hence education was a fairly obvious destination. Because that's what I see as the definition of education. The purpose of education is to enable people to succeed.
Absolutely.
That's why it should be in my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
How much we do of that right now is questionable.
Mm-hmm.
And I think also the financial success at Flipkart had allowed my introspection to go fairly wide.
Right.
That I didn't necessarily have to work for money. I was economically free. And hence was excited and pulled towards harder and larger problems, which might take more time and effort to solve than e-commerce does.
Barely, like less than half a decade, how much did you spend? 2009 you entered, 16 you exited,
yeah.
Almost so like 6, 7 years. And within that time, you were equipped to say that you were financially at a position wherein you did not quite want to start your next venture just for earning money. You wanted to do something larger than that in life.
Yeah.
On that note, you know, what I understand of what I've read about your organization, yes, your venture focuses on creating self-employment. The idea to provide education to all these people, preferably the working class, is to ensure that in the longer period of time, they eventually then become self-employed, become entrepreneurs in their own, you know, definitions.
Yeah. So I'll maybe nitpick a little bit. The word self-employment, unfortunately, in the country is not looked at positively. And Udyam's mission is to enable people to become entrepreneurial, right? There are enough examples of people being entrepreneurial while being in a government job.
Yeah.
Mr. Verghese Kurian, who started Amul, is a good example.
Yes.
We're sitting in Delhi, where Metro was created by a very entrepreneurial person.
Right.
So, and before Udyam, I had not been an entrepreneur, but I've been extremely entrepreneurial.
Sure.
So, the emphasis is on being entrepreneurial and that being a core part of education.
Mm-hmm.
That being, so if you were to think about what education has been so far, education is about following instruction. Education is about being disciplined, following rules, doing what you're told, right? And versus, if you think about what is it to be entrepreneurial, there is nobody to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
You have to decide. So decision making, taking charge, taking initiative, all of these are things that today our education system actually kills. So the effort is about trying to enable these mindsets
mm-hmm.
to do both exist and prosper in young children at an early age?
Mm-hmm.
And the children we work with are not very young, they're almost youth, grades 9 to 12.
Right.
And if they can be independent, if they can start taking charge, we'd probably have a very, very prospering economy.
Yeah.
Where they are creating value for India and mm-hmm. for the world.
Right. You know, I called out some data that your website has published. You talk about top 8 sectors of the country creating barely about 1.35 lakh jobs in 2015. And
yeah.
this at a time when the country has about, say, like 1.25 crore Indians who are turning 18. That very year.
Every year.
Every year. So, there's a definitive gap. There's a visible gap which exists in the society or the economy of the country.
Yeah.
So, how does your organization plan to fill this gap? It'll happen only drop by drop.
Yeah.
But what is the target like and what is the plan?
So, I think the obvious analysis from that number, right, that you're talking about almost 1/100th the number of jobs being created compared
right.
to the number of young people turning 18.
Sure.
Right? And it is not something, it isn't something that can be solved incrementally.
Right.
We need to relook at the problem, we need to think differently.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole aspect of today, our education system is designed for jobs. Even the best of our education institutions, whether it's an IIT or an IIM, primarily measure their success in terms of placement. How many people got a job? What
sure.
was first day placement like? What were the salaries like? That's what makes headlines. Right? We hardly talk about, like, okay, these many people chose to not participate
right.
in placement.
And went for
because
entrepreneurship. They wanted to set
they
up
wanted
something
to create
of their,
something
right,
of their
right.
own. Right? And this is the case in the top institutions, which thanks to companies like Flipkart has changed dramatically now,
yes.
but only in the top institutions. Today when I go and speak to young people in classrooms and I ask them, what do you want to do after studies, 99% of them say naukri karne.
Okay. Still.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Sure.
Right. And then when I ask them the specific question of how many of you want to start something of your own, typically
mm-hmm.
1 out of 40 hands go up.
Okay.
There is that 1 out of 40, but that's about it.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, that hey, when these jobs don't exist,
mm-hmm.
right, how is it that you're gonna get jobs for so many young people?
Right.
And which is where the need for them to become independent, for
mm-hmm.
them to take charge,
sure.
Comes in. That they have to step up and drive. They have to take control of their own lives.
And having said that, I also hear that you have tied up with the Delhi government, the Aam Aadmi Party, to ensure that there is some curriculum for entrepreneurship which is being introduced in all the government schools of Delhi. Can you elaborate on that and how did you actually come across this government, this party, and how did all that happen?
Sure, very exciting project. So we didn't reach out to the government reached out to us.
Okay.
Good place to be. I think the government, interestingly, has done fairly progressive work. The previous year, they had launched the happiness curriculum for
yes.
grades KG to 8.
Mm-hmm.
And they were thinking of entrepreneurship as an extension. They looked around and they found us.
Okay.
That, okay, here was a team that was working on building entrepreneurial curriculum in school.
Mm-hmm.
Odem had been doing that for about 2+ years back then. And they reached out. We spoke and found a lot of resonance because we were not focusing on teaching entrepreneurship as a skill. So we do not teach selling or
mm-hmm.
we do not teach making business plans.
Yeah,
we are focused primarily on building entrepreneurial mindsets,
mm-hmm.
which is about confidence, about grit, about self-belief, about decision making and critical thinking. And that connected deeply with the government. That's what the government wanted. So I think given there was a top level alignment of what they wanted to do, we set out together. The process has been fantastic, has been extremely collaborative. So amongst the first things we did was to actually invite other participants.
Mm-hmm.
So there was an ad in the newspaper, anybody who wants to contribute can send in their contributions.
Yeah, I think that happened last month, if I'm not wrong.
No, this the one I'm talking about it is something from February.
Okay.
Where in February there was an ad around organizations that want to work with the government on this project.
Okay.
So about 84 organizations came on board, right? And there was a workshop run like I would run a tech workshop, not very different from a hackathon, where within the day, people actually created plans for what curriculum could look like,
right,
depending on their strengths in different areas and so on. And that led us to help create a framework. So I think building this framework collaboratively was fantastic. Post which, the curriculum development started.
Right.
We had the framework in place. And even there, it wasn't just Udyam. We were able to rope in 9 other organizations who contributed in different ways.
Sure.
There were people from their teams which became part of the team. There were people who sent their content that they had been using for similar objectives.
Right.
And then build this out together. Following which, we piloted a lot of this. So I come from the technology background, and for me, when you build systems, you have to test.
Mm-hmm.
You do not let broken systems in front of users. So we tested these systems even before the pilot. So every story, every activity that we would think of writing down in the curriculum,
mm-hmm,
first got tested in 3 different schools.
Okay.
And only if it succeeded, if it worked, the student engagement was very high, is when we would do this.
Okay. Is this the only government that you've been working on for these projects, or have you worked with other state governments as well?
So we have, Udyam has been working with the Karnataka government,
okay,
as well as the Haryana government,
mm-hmm,
with different age groups, with different sets of people. But from a scale point of view, this is the largest rollout.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I think the vision of the Delhi government to do this for all 9th to 12th grade students as the first period every day,
okay,
which started this July, I think that's fantastic.
On a massive scale.
That's 7.5 lakh students, about 21,000 teachers have been onboarded to do this.
Right.
So this is our largest scale project.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, I read about the story of Karthik, who actually sells Maggi and dosa and, you know, plans to or aspires to set up a bakery eventually. There was another story of this lady,
Anjanamma.
Actually Sahiba Banu, who actually had never stepped out of the house. So getting into an entrepreneurship mode was something she would have never dreamt of. And then, you know, they got in touch with you and the life eventually changed. And today, Mrs. Banu is actually helping her husband in his own clothes business. So tell us one such story which you think has been most inspiring, not just for others, but for you also. Any one such story.
I think, the stories that we narrated are from the other part of Udyam, which is when we work with small businesses.
Right.
So another key part of Udyam's vision is that running a small business has to become aspirational.
Mm-hmm.
Today it isn't. You want a lot of entrepreneurs
to be
willing to take on running a small business, mm-hmm, it has to become aspirational. And for that, small businesses have to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we are doing with that way, which is Udyam Vyapar. Back to your question of an inspiring story. Right now, the face in front of me is that of this young girl called Sana, who's back from our education program, mm-hmm, called Udyam Shiksha. So Sana had enrolled into this polytechnic called Ghausia Polytechnic, and their course was about to start in August.
Mm-hmm.
We pitched our program to the dean there, and both he and the principal got very excited about this. And they said, "Hum apni bachiyon ko chuttiyon ke pehle ye program karane ki koshish karte hain." Right? Like before classes start. Right now, right now these girls have holidays. Let's see if they can do it. If they can do this program there. And they called about 60 of them, each one by phone that, hey, even though your joining date is a month later, there is this exciting program. And then 20 of them decided to join the program. Sana was one of them. The first session, when we were going around and doing introductions, Sana wouldn't raise her eyes. She was like staring into the ground, not looking at anyone. And when it was her turn to say her name, like, she had to say it 4 times before people around her could hear her name.
Right.
And from from that journey to when they actually had to do a real business project,
right. The
energy, the confidence, the amount of action. So one of the metrics that we measure is how many strangers do you speak to?
Okay.
As part of the business project. And Sana alone had spoken to about 200 plus strangers during the 2-week business project. And at the end of this program, we have celebrated with a small graduation ceremony, which is generally presented by the students. So Sana was the MC. So this journey of Sana, who could not raise her eyes and could not speak her name,
right. To
being the MC. And for this program, I remember that grad day very vividly. The college had invited other ITI students.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a boys ITI from where young 17-year-old boys were there. And they were being boys, right? You have an MC, a girl MC on stage, and they were troubling her.
Okay.
And in about 5 minutes, Sana took them head on and talked about the kind of things that they had done during the Udyam project.
Okay.
Like, if any one of you has woken up at 4 a.m. and gone to the market to buy these things, mm-hmm. come back, you're welcome to join the stage with me.
Oh, wow.
If any one of you has gone and pitched to 200 strangers, you're welcome to join the stage. She basically made the boys realize that, hey, I have earned this right of being here.
Right.
And as in, if you have, then please join me, but otherwise shut up.
Amazing.
And it still gives me goosebumps, right? That for that 17-year-old young girl,
right.
to have the confidence or to do this with 60 boys,
right.
in a class, along with like many other people, dignitaries that were present that day.
Right. So it was fantastic, and on that note, I would really like to thank you, Mekin, for taking time out for us. And I'm sure you and your venture will keep doing inspiring work along with and even with other government. And I would really like you to make this switch so that a lot of entrepreneurs can also take an inspiration that it's not just technology, or it's not just IT, or it's not just something in the form of a product through which you can create a change in the society. It could also be maybe a venture like yours through which a lot of people can get involved and then set up their own companies. So that's all that we have for this episode of Setting Sail. Meanwhile, if you have any comments or queries, you can write down to us. Our email is mcpodcast@nw18.com. Till then, for more news, views and updates, stay logged on to moneycontrol.com.